And now Doha is forming a committee to pursue compensation for damages resulting from the Saudi-led blockade on the country. Qatari public prosecutor Ali Al-Mari says the committee will handle claims made by private companies, public institutions, and even individuals. Al-Mari emphasized that all domestic and international mechanisms will be applied to seek reparations. Justice and Foreign Affairs ministers are also among members of the panel. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt and Bahrain cut all diplomatic ties as well as air, land and sea links with Qatar last month, accusing the country of supporting terrorism. Doha has denied the allegations while rejecting the list of demands put forth by the bloc in order to restore ties. And now we're joined by Mr. Mike Harris, editor of Veterans Today, joining us out of Arizona. Hello, Mr. Harris. Thanks for joining us on the program, sir. And now, your thoughts on this ongoing saga, and now Doha feels like it's being, that it's obviously legally in the right to try to seek compensation for what's taking place against it. Your thoughts?
I think absolutely they have a justification for seeking damages. Slandered or libeled, the way the Saudis slandered and libeled Qatar the way that they did, then it caused a great deal of economic hardship, damages to business, damages to individuals. All of these people who have been harmed by Saudi's factless accusations have the right and really the duty to go out and collect these damages. The Saudis need to be taken to task on this, because when you come out and accuse a country of being a sponsor of terrorism the way they did to Qatar, when in fact the Saudis are closer to the sponsors of terrorism, they're the real deal. Qatar is not. Whenever this happens, these things cause loss, hardship. They have been damaged. They've suffered, and so yes, absolutely, they should go out and collect damages.
And I mean, this thing doesn't seem like it's abating anytime soon. Where do you think it's headed?
I think it's probably headed to The Hague, where the international tribunals are, and that's where the Saudis should be taken to task on this and have to defend their actions. The Saudis will have their day in court. They can present the evidence as to why they thought Qatar was supporting terrorism, and then they'll have to open up their own kimono. There, in the legal process, there is something called discovery, and the Kingdom of Qatar can ask the Saudis to disclose all of their shipments, all of their armaments, everything else that they've been doing. So I would suspect that the Saudis, instead of going to court and having to air their dirty laundry, would probably try to seek some out-of-court settlement and try to settle this for money under the table someplace that they can unring the bell by rubbing money on it. But we will see.
What about the blockade itself? Do you see it going on indefinitely?
Actually, I don't, because there, people are already realizing that the blockade is based on a false pretense, and other countries are already starting to do business with Qatar. The Iranians are going to strengthen their position very much. The Russians are going to strengthen their position very much with Qatar, and the rest of the world is going to follow. The Saudis are going to find themselves more and more isolated, and again, the Saudis have used bad judgment and made a bunch of bad decisions, which is really going to cost them. The Saudis need regime change in Saudi Arabia is where it really needs to happen.
Thanks for joining us, Mr. Mike Harris, once again, editor of Veterans Today, joining us out of sunny Arizona.